Blog Talk Radio.
Crown Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. This evening on Crown Talk, we will be featuring Opal Guillory, your Miss Universe VVT 2019, your Miss Galaxy VT 2018, your Queens Coordinator for MUI, Kappa Nu Pi member, Interview Coordinator for MUI, Executive Board member, Executive Staff Manager for MUI, President of the organization, and McCormisdale Christian University Graduation Director. And your newly reigning international team, your 2019 Teen Continental VT, Michaela Stowe. Prior to speaking with our special guest of the evening, I have a few announcements I would like to announce. I would like to give thanks to our quintessential sponsors, Enlightened Expression, HBIC Photography, McCormisdale University, Ali Zhu Illustrations, Double Exposure Hoops, Studio Primetime, Queen Custom Couture, Perfection Sports, and Paparazzi's Accessories. Thank you so much again for your sponsoring the CTWB brand. If you would like to be featured on the radio talk show, please email crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com or call 770-744-1462. Congratulations to Chelsea Christ, your new Miss USA and the former Miss North Carolina USA. She was very intelligent and beautiful. And now, introducing your Ms. Universe VVT and your Miss Teen Continental VT, Michaela Stowe and Opal Guillory. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Good evening, Miss Burgundy.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Michaela?
I'm good. I'm so excited.
Good. I am so excited to have you ladies on the show. So thank you for participating. We have loads of questions to answer. So ladies, let's get this party started. Okay. Now, Opal, could you tell our audience a little bit about who you are as an individual? And then, Michaela, you may follow after Mrs. Opal.
Well, my name is Opal. I also go by the nickname of Danny. I have since I was little. So I've answered to a whole lot of different names. I wear many hats within the MUI organization, but when I am not doing pageantry, you can usually find me hanging out with my twin nephews and my niece or at one of our many Special Olympics events, as I've been with the organization for the past 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's been a very long time.
Okay, Michaela.
Hey, Ms. Burgundy, my name is Michaela, and I am 16 years old. I've been with MUI since November. Let's see. When I'm not doing pageantry, you can find me either working or you can find me at church and serving the Lord as I always do. And or you can also find me building my platform, KK's Kids.
Oh, well, you ladies sound very busy and very exciting. Now, our first question from our email comes from Memphis, Tennessee, and they've asked, the VT stands for Volunteer Talent. What is your talent, and how do you use your talent in your communities?
Well, my talent is actually playing the flute. I have played since I was in middle school. And and it is a lot of fun to go out and just play songs for different groups of people. I've brought them to my flute to a couple of pageants, and whenever there's a dull or a lull in the entertainment or we have to have an unexpected break, it's always fun to break out my flute and play. But I also have a second talent, which is signing. My mom has taught hearing impaired for 28 years, so I've learned how to sign songs. And it's always fun to expose the people in our community to sign language to show that it is a beautiful art form. And it's kind of fun because you can see the faces of people light up.
Yeah. Michaela?
Well, thankfully, I have many talents that I get to showcase with MUI. I play the piano. I've been playing since I was 7 years old. And I'm working on the violin right now, which is one of the ones that I just recently started on. Again, I have lost, remembering all the notes. So thankfully, I'm starting back on that and retain my strength in it. I'm also bilingual. I speak English, Spanish, and ASL and PSE fluently. So I'm very thankful to have those talents to be able to speak to many languages, such as sign language, and to do Spanish to my fellow Spanish PSE.
We might have to team up and do a song together.
Yes. So I am very thankful to be able to showcase them anyway.
Now, I'm going to go back to Opal. I know that Opal is a phenomenal flute player. I love watching and listening to you perform Phantom of the Opera. All-time favorite. I've heard you practice and play some other songs, but that one is my favorite because you're not only just playing a flute, you are performing. And then I love ASL. I love being able to watch Switched at Birth and actually learning just by watching the movie. But you and your mother, you're very good at getting up and actually performing ASL. It's very intriguing. And with you, Michaela, I will have to hear your fascinating piano playing one day and then also hear you play the violin. So you'll call me up sometime. She's like, hey, listen to me play the violin. So I love to get into
it. Yes, certainly.
Now, can you actually say your name or actually tell our audience, hello, my name is Michaela So in Spanish.
Hola, mi nombre es Michaela.
That is awesome.
It'd be Michaela, though. But a lot of people roll my Y. Like, they like to roll it with the R, and I'm like,
oh. See, I can't roll my
R. That's really cool. I did not know that you were bilingual, so that is amazing.
Yes,
So, ladies, we are going to move right along to our next question from Little Rock, Arkansas. And they've asked, how did you mold your platform? So Opal's platform is See the Able, Not the Label, Disability Awareness. And Michaela's is KK's Kids, Kidney Awareness. Opal?
Well, my platform of See the Able, Not the Label comes from personal experiences. I have a learning disability, and I am ADHD, but I've never really let that define who I was. I graduated in the top 3 in my class in high school. I finished my college degree in the 4 years after my guidance counselor told me I wouldn't make it through the first week of college. I am a part of Special Olympics for 15 years. My mom's taught hearing impaired. I have an autistic nephew. And I want the world to be able to see that although he is autistic, my nephew can do anything he really wants to. We've had amazing individuals such as Albert Einstein or Mozart who have been who were later figured out to be on the spectrum, and they've done amazing things. So with See the Able, Not the Label, it's kind of one of those to say, hey, okay, yeah, I'm a girl, but I can do anything I want. Yes, I'm autistic, but that doesn't limit me. And I did disability awareness because there are both physical and invisible disabilities.
Yes.
And I feel like those that are the invisible ones are overlooked because you can pass as quote-unquote normal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a way to show that everybody might be a little bit different, but those are what makes us special.
And, Michaela, before you go, I just want to... So before we go into Michaela answering the question, I just want to say it's stimulating to hear that you will not let your disability define who you are as an individual and your dreams and your aspirations, but also that there are invisible disabilities. I know I have family members in my family that personally have disabilities and no one would ever know because they just come up to them and start talking, or people will look and be like, why is she moving, you know, slower than normal? Well, that's because she has diabetes. That's because she has neuropathy. So I completely understand and know where you're coming from when people don't understand the disabilities and they kind of overlook those. So I just wanted to acknowledge what you said there. But also, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about – oh, keep going, Opal.
I was going to say, we actually had to do that with my mom, who is diabetic and has a heart condition, mm-hmm. and she has the handicap license plate. We actually had to make a sign to put in the front window that says, before you judge, look at our license plate, because we've had people make comments
and faces.
Not so nice glances because
mm-hmm.
we were in a handicap. Cat fight. It's like she survived 3 strokes. She's diabetic and has a major heart condition. Like, give her a break.
Exactly. And anybody that wants to learn more about disability awareness, they can visit www.disabled-world.com or learningtogive.org/resource/disabilities, and you can learn all about different types of disabilities that are out in the world, whether they are acknowledged or they're not acknowledged. You'll be able to understand and really learn from those organizations. Okay, so Michaela, I'm going to ask you the question. How did you mold your platform? And that question is from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yes, ma'am. So I've molded my platform, KK's Kids, around the fact of me going into the hospital in October of 2018 and November of 2018. In October, mm-hmm. I got admitted into the hospital after a pageant. I was started shaking at my pageant, and we did not know why. At the time, I was perfectly healthy. I had no problems ever. And so I had went to the hospital that – no, sorry. I went to my pediatrician that day. They basically said, oh, there's nothing wrong. It's just something that's going to pass over. But the problem mm-hmm. got progressively worse as – My urine started turning bright red colors, and my blood count that was coming up was crazy numbers, and I had an outrageously amount of white blood cells. I had more white blood cells than I had red blood cells in my body. And so they couldn't figure out why my body was shutting down. And my kidney test came back, and my left kidney was only working at like 15%. So we could not figure out why. So I got admitted to Columbia, which was an hour away from my hometown, at mm-hmm. Palmetto Health Children's Hospital. And I stayed there for a week. I went through many intensive care unit visits, many IVs, many blown IVs, many antibiotics, and lots of oxygen, because my heart rate couldn't keep up with my body reacting to whatever was going on in my body. And so we found out that I had a kidney problem, and my kidneys did not want to function correctly, and they decided that they just wanted to quit working on me. So I stopped, I completely stopped all the things that I was doing and started focusing on myself and started focusing on MUI. Well, in November, the same thing had happened, and I got readmitted into the hospital for a week and a half. Well, during those times during my hospital stay, I got these amazing people, not only between my doctors and everybody who was taking care of me and trying to figure out what the problem was, but these amazing people called child life specialists. These child mm-hmm. life specialists, they were coming up to me every hour, giving me new arts and crafts through the night, because I would stay wide awake throughout the night because I couldn't sleep because the medicines I were on. I would stay all night doing crafts with them. They'd come and play cards with me. I'm telling you, every second that they had to give to me, they gave to me, and they they really made my hospital stay not feel like a hospital stay, and that really changed my life. And so KK's Kids, basically what I do is I go back and I feed all of, if I take donations for them, like we take up paintings, supplies, we take up cards, anything that kids can have fun with in the hospital, and we go and we donate. Recently we just had a donation of over like $150 worth of toys, and we took it up there. And you'll see me take treats and stuff on my Facebook page up to the child life specialist. So that's something that I do with KK's Kids. Also, kidney awareness, that's something I like to spread a lot, because I never knew I had this problem until it actually became right. So I always tell people, make sure you get your kidney checked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I want to recognize that MUI, CTWV, and I are so glad that you are feeling better, Michaela, but also because you turned an almost tragedy into a platform and made it positive in your life. You are a true advocate of kidney awareness through your platform, KK's Kids. And I know that I personally see her all the time visiting the hospital, the physicians, the different child life specialists, but also the patients bringing them different toys. If you just go and look at her website, and we will give that to you a little bit later, you will be able to see what she is doing to give back in her community, but not only in her community, but at the hospitals that helped her become better. Also, you can visit www.kidney.org or National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Disease to learn more about how you can acquire more knowledge about kidney awareness.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, ladies, we are going to take a momentary intermission to transition right into our pageant spotlight. CTWV would like to feature a few pageant systems. The Miss Grand United States organization, www.missgrandus.org. Their pageant will be August 5th through 11th, 2019 in Chicago, Illinois. Nation Nationals pageant, www.missuniverseb.wixsite.com/nationals. Their pageant will be November 27th through December 1st, 2019. Miss Cosmo pageant, cosmospageant.com. And they will have their first international pageant June 29th through July 8th, 2019. So remember, we are still live with Michaela Stowe and Opal Guillory. So if you'd like to send in some more emails, our email is crowntalkwithburgundy@gmail.com. Our next question comes from Honolulu, Hawaii, and they ask, what has been your memorable moment about being a title holder with the MUI organization? Opal?
Well, that's a little bit of a tough question for me, because I've had many memorable moments with MUI. Probably one of the best/worst was when we had issues with a banner coming in that I was told would just simply say staff on it, and then lo and behold, I was surprised with being Miss Galaxy. So that was pretty memorable for me. And I would have to say going to Dollywood was a first for me. And I really enjoyed being able to bring about awareness to Dolly's Imagination Library, which is something that I don't think a lot of people remember about Dolly Parton. So it's kind of fun to help spread the idea of bringing the joy of reading to so many little minds.
Yes. And Michaela?
So one of my most memorable moments with MUI would, of course, be taking all the toys to the hospital. I don't think I'd be able to do that without the wonderful support of Miss Burgundy and Miss Mallory. I'm so thankful to have them on my side. And also, another memorable moment of mine was I had just come to the organization, and I was actually hospitalized at the time. And my mom was getting constant phone calls, text messages from Miss Burgundy, constantly checking on me, making sure we were okay. And so that was something that really meant a lot to me, and I will never forget it.
Oh, we got to make sure Michaela's doing good. You're one of our great queens.
Yes, I will never forget it.
We all stick together.
Yes, the MUI organization is all about loving one another outside of the volunteerism and outside of everything else. Everybody wants to make sure that it is a huge sisterhood and everyone loves each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our next question comes from San Marcos, Texas, and that's actually where Opal and I first met, and that began the best friend syndrome right there. So they've asked, who has been your biggest support team throughout your year of reign? Opal?
I would have to say that my biggest support team would be a combination of people. My mom has always been very supportive of me and my dream of doing pageants. She did not do pageants as a child. She was a tomboy. So for her to take on this adventure when I turned 4 and asked to do one to now has been pretty amazing. And I would have to say that between Miss Octavia and you, Burgundy, just being there, making sure that I have what I need or if my mom was in the hospital checking in, has been very special. And I've always I know I have y'all in my corner if I need it.
Oh, yes. You nearly got your back, girl.
Yes, and even if my dog drives everybody crazy.
Hey, Lucy's special. We love Lucy. She's our toto of the organization.
And she is a diva, as any pageant dog should be.
And Michaela?
My biggest support system, I would definitely have to say, is a mixture of people as well. As between my mom has been there since my day one, since the start of pageants. She's constantly been helping with my hair and makeup and tying up dresses. And when things have gone wrong, mom has always found a solution. Mom, there's never been a solution mama has not found whenever it came to pageants. If you ripped a dress, she was there on the sewing kit. I'm telling you, mama found a solution to everything. Another big supporter of mine would have to be my grandmother. My grandmother stuck through my side through it all. She definitely supports everything I do at MUI, and I really appreciate it. She goes shopping with me whenever we go and do things for KK's kids, and that makes me so happy because I like seeing her joy when picking out toys for kids. And she's like, we didn't have these whenever I was little. We had Tonka trucks. And I'm like, what is a Tonka truck? And then another big supporter of mine would have to be my boyfriend because he does everything for me. So he puts everything towards pageants for me. He's always, I need my hair curled. He's curling it.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm very blessed.
You have to take a picture of that one for us.
Oh, my gosh. You'll be surprised.
I think he needs a Tonka truck, too.
I agree. I always tell him I'm going to give him a crown. He needs a crown.
Yeah.
And, ladies, I think you can both agree with the best portion about MUI. They have an array of support teams behind each of the queens. So it's not just only your family, but it's also the staff that is behind each one of the queens. And also when they are moving into going to a different pageant and they're transitioning into different pageants, they are there to help them and support them. So that's what's really cool about the Miss University International Organization.
Yes, I totally agree with that.
Okay, ladies, so our next question is for moi, and I've asked, as a pageant title holder, do you believe that title holders should be required to participate in community service or not? Opal?
Yes, I definitely think that title holders should be required to do community service, but at the same time, to me, it shouldn't have to feel like a requirement. In Louisiana, and especially in South Louisiana, we have those pageants that are Sunday specials where you go, you get a crown, you can get a nice prize, and then it's over and done with. You don't have to go back the next year to crown. You can go literally to a pageant on Saturday, then one on Sunday. And for some people, that's perfectly fine. But to me, a crown should mean something. We also have a fair and festival system down here where we have different festivals that the proceeds go to different organizations. I will be competing for one that the proceeds go to an autism society. We have some that go to Down Syndrome Foundations or for the local towns to just help build back the community. So I think that, but the community service doesn't have to be going out to help build a house for Habitat for Humanity, although that is a really nice way to do community service. But people don't realize that sometimes putting on your crown and banner and just going to a local park and playing with the children there can brighten up so many days and faces. It doesn't have to be ultra hard work to be community service. Just sending a helpful message or, hey, how are you? I was thinking about you. So, yes, I definitely think community service should be required. It teaches you not only how to give back, but how to present yourself and to talk to different people from different outlets.
Thank you. And Michaela?
So I believe community service should be a requirement in the pageantry because I feel like some type, if you even go out and you're picking up trash on the side of the road, that's community service. And I think that makes a huge difference in the community. So I think community service should be a requirement, in my opinion.
Well, thank you, ladies. I hate to say it, but we have come to the end of our show.
No.
Oh, man.
I know. But thank you so much, ladies. It has been incredible speaking to you all and learning more about your titles and your platform. The Crown Talk team and I would like to wish both of you the best of luck on your journey with the Miss University International Pageant Organization. And you all have a spectacular day.
Thank you so much, Miss Bergen. You have a good one.
You as well. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right there. That was Michaela Stowe, your Teen Continental VT International, and Opal Giller, your Ms. Universe VT. If you would like to follow them on their journey, please visit their Facebook page. Opal's is Opal Danielle Gillery. Facebook is Ms. Galaxy VT, and that is put together. And then her Instagram is Opal Danielle. Michaela's is Teen Continental VT International, and that's her Facebook page, and her Instagram, MichaelaDoe02. If you'd like to learn more about the organization, please visit their website and social media sites. You may visit them at www.missuniverseV.wixsite.com/universeV. Their Instagram, Universe V International, Facebook page, Miss Universe V Pageant Internship Organization, and their Twitter account, the Miss Universe V INTL. Thank you, listeners, viewers, and readers, for your unconditional and conditional love and support of the Crown Talk with Burgundy brand. If you want to learn more about the CTW brand, please follow our social media sites, Facebook at Crown Talk with Burgundy, and Burgundy is BYRGUNDY, Twitter at Crown Talk with BY, Instagram at Crown Talk with Burgundy, and our website, www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wixsite.com/crowntalk. I hope you have a fabulous day, and I leave you with my favorite quote. You're never too young to be a role model.